Hey, man, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. So you're new. You've been here for about a year.
Yeah.
Who are you, anyway?
My name is Yochai Kiryati.
Okay.
You can pronounce either Yochai or Yochai, depends on...
But not Yochai.
No, not Yochai. And I'm a technical evangelist on the client platform team.
Excellent. And specifically, you're working
specifically
with...
Specifically on the Windows 7.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Windows 7, man. It's beta 1.
Yes, so beta 1 is finally out, and finally we can actually, you know, talk about it and blog about it. It's very exciting. It's a very nice release of Windows. There are a lot of efforts going into that release. We really focus on consumer and listening to our crowd and audience and developers and consumers. And let's not make it a marketing pitch, right?
Sure.
But it's so cool.
It is.
It is.
So I've been running it for a while myself, at least the PDC build, and I was running it on a really modest piece of hardware. It was an unsupported, at this point, Toshiba Lifebook.
Yeah.
Unsupported meaning it's hard to find driver that Toshiba still writes for it.
Yep.
Blazed.
So if you can pick up the Alienware... just behind you. So this piece of you can call it junk, right? But it's not. It's not. It's a really good computer.
Yeah.
It's about three or four years old already.
Mm-hmm.
It has one gig of RAM. It's nice and it works pretty well. I mean, I can fire it up if you want, but it runs Windows. It runs the PDC build and
Excellent.
It runs the Windows 7 build and it works pretty rock solid.
All right. Well, I mean, one of the things, I mean, like you were saying earlier, I guess implicitly, is that Windows 7 is fundamentally based on Vista, right?
Yes.
It's the same basic code base with a lot of work done to improve performance.
Yes. Windows 7 is you know, evolution. It's not a revolution. And if it's important to say that every investment you made on Windows Vista basically resident to Windows 7. And if you're thinking on transition right now, so going to Windows Vista today will be probably the best move you can on preparing yourself for Windows 7.
Mm-hmm.
With that, there has been made a lot of changes into the kernel, into other stuff, into Windows 7, which makes it a lot more faster, reliable, responsive to user. A lot of emphasis was put on consumer usability. Configuration, you can tweak it, you can personalize it the way you want. Home group is very cool. We'll have a whole session about that later.
Nice. So speaking of sessions, you've created a bunch of videos for Channel 9 that are out there now. Let's talk a little bit about what you're what you're presenting to Niners.
So now that Windows 7 was announced, we posted on Channel 9 a bunch of Windows 7 sessions. We have about 10 sessions, 10 new sessions, which are pretty much a one-on-one talk with all the team members, with most of the teams on Windows 7. Also, the cool features like we got the taskbar, we got sensors and location, we got ribbon, we have the coolest scenic animation, the touch guy. We're going to have more of these. But right now we have a series of sessions which you can listen and understand what is the topic, why we build that the way we did, and then drill down into the API architecture, some technical content.
Excellent.
Yep.
Well, thanks for doing that. It's great to have other people creating content for C9. One thing I would ask is developers, right? I mean, you're a technical evangelist, is platform evangelism. Windows has always been a sort of a platform first. What can developers expect in Windows 7 to get sort of pumped about?
Okay. Well, there's a lot for developers to get excited about Windows 7. It depends what you're, you know, what you're being excited from. There are a lot of core changes in the fundamentals which makes, you know, could make... if someone is crazy about performance and stuff like that, so there's a lot of things baked into that. Starting from, you know, power, timer resolution, there's a new native way to, you know, work with the event log and other, you know, traces abilities. Native web services for the native guys. If you're enthusiasts about the cool thing, so multi-touch, obviously. I mean, you can touch your computer.
Sure.
You can opt in into Windows, into the new Windows Explorer, which is the same Explorer, but we made some sort of, you know, slight but important tweaks, like the libraries, federated search. You can do sensor if, you know, OEM or ISVs, developers can go into a new sensor for like ambient light sensors or proximity sensors, you know, have your application and computer feel the surrounding and be adaptive to it, mm-hmm. instead of just being static.
Sure.
And there are a lot of, you know, IE8 obviously launched with Windows 7, so mm-hmm. a lot of new things there.
Great.
Windows Live, all the services, very important.
And Win32 hasn't gone away yet, man?
No.
Oh, bummer.
No,
I'm
it's
just
not
kidding. I'm joking.
It's a, we all love .NET.
No.
And we strive to programming in C# or VB. But we have to remember that the core is still running on C++, COM API, Win32. Mm-hmm. We are providing a bunch of wrappers. There's a Windows. Currently, today there's a project called Windows Vista Bridge sample library. It's in the SDK. If you would simply search on the web Windows Vista Bridge, mm-hmm. you would find several posts and actual link to that, which is a managed wrapper for all the cool or for all the APIs in Windows Vista that mm-hmm. are not managed.
Sure.
And we are continuing that effort with Windows 7. And again, we have a session on that as well.
Perfect. Great. So, you know, welcome to the team. It's great to have
Thanks.
You here, man. And Windows 7.
Rocks.
Sweet.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk to you again. And people will be getting to know you on Channel 9 over the next few
months. Hi, everyone.
Nice to meet you, man.
Thanks.